You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS. Of course, the Civic Media app. Also, AM. Give AM a try if your signal isn't really good. 1100 AM for WISS and 1590 AM. So give it a shot. Got a text here. Johnny, I've been trying to get you to come help me repair dumpsters for months. Just finished welding a new floor in a 20-yard box. You could weld and be a truck driver on the same day. Tori, I'm in. I got gout, and I got some other stuff going on. And as soon as that's good to go, I thought that was Todd giving me a bell about the thing.
Nope.
That was our buddy Dennis from the Glam Band. So, Tori, I'm in. Just let me get some physical things taken care of, and I'm totally in. All right. Special thanks, Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. Great things going on with him, and just a tremendously good guy. Him and Lisa are just awesome. Nick, Cheese Curd Nick, if you're going down to the draft, you got to go to the back of the stadium view. Glam Band will be playing down there, and Nick will be slinging cheese curds and phenomenal brats from Pelkins. So stop on down there. Now we got to talk about something else taking place. A good friend of ours, Thomas Swearingen, favorite chef contestant, best of home. And you were here last summer, I think it was, Thomas.
That is correct.
And I think we talked that day. We talked more about your incredible, and we have to bring this up before we talk about the contest, your incredible military career, how you graduated from high school, I want to say 92.
Yep.
And then you decide you went from just, you had a cooking class in home, boys home ec, and then you, a few years later, yada, 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 you're the main chef for the Department of the Defense.
Yep. Secretary of Defense William Perry.
Yeah.
Yep. Secretary of Defense William Perry and William Cohen during Bill Clinton time.
That's incredible. That's amazing. How did that happen?
I was telling a story the other day. My first duty assignment was supposed to be in Turkey.
Okay.
I go through my culinary school in Denver, Colorado. No support or what do they call
experience?
That?
Experience? No.
Well, no, because I was asking my instructor, how do I get my plane ticket stuff to Turkey? It's like, well,
oh, okay.
They canceled the orders. I end up in Virginia, Langley Air Force Base.
Okay.
Airman of the Year. My bosses were going to Langley's headquarters for Air Combat Command. So my bosses are going to the Pentagon. How about me? So I interviewed in the Pentagon and at the age of 20.
What high school?
From O'Connell Falls.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm grown local, so that's all.
But I mean, small town guy. Yeah. Now you're the Pentagon.
Yeah. So like my eyes are wide open at 20 years old. I actually got hired by Three Kitchens there. Went to the Secretary of the Air Force, the Secretary of Defense, and Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Wow.
All in one day, three interviews.
What are they ask? Like, I'm curious. What do they ask you? Like, what does water boil at? No, what are the questions? It's got to be more on nutrition or.
Well, the questions on there is so why would you want to come to the Pentagon from a small town? So,
okay.
And then they're asking like our interest, not about my education, because I'm military trained.
Right.
So they kind of know what my background and stuff is, but. We had a couple of people there that went to the CIA Culinary Institute in New York.
There is a CIA Culinary Institute? I did not know this.
A lot of secret recipes.
Yeah, the secret sauce. Don't try getting that one.
It's a $100,000 school, I'll tell you that.
Wow.
Which is why they had to come into the Army paid for it. So they built up that college debt and. So they wanted college relief. Well, you go to the service.
I'll be darned. That's awesome. So you went from there to.
So I was there for 3 years.
Okay.
So 3 years, I left when the Green Bay Packers were winning Super Bowl
95, 96, 96, 97.
So like, I'm going to go back during vacation. So hindsight 2020, I'm coming back during the snow.
Of course.
So I worked at UWGB, and one of my first job back in Green Bay was Gipper's Bar and Grill.
Oh, no kidding.
So I was there for quite a while. My wife is a teacher. So I met her from UWGB, and her first teaching job was in Wabino.
Oh, of course.
So they were looking for, in my background, I wasn't a nutritionist, more of a food artist.
Okay.
So they asked me to apply. I applied. I've been there for 10 years now. And I used to like working for the high school kids. College age would be my young troops, my young airmen.
Sure.
But then I like working with the elementary, I thought would be a little bit more challenging. That's the best job I ever had in my life. I'm going to retire from that one.
Wow, that's cool. And this coming from a guy that was at the highest echelon of our military with the CIA and whatever.
So, yeah.
And those kids are more fun.
My daily patron was General Colin Powell.
Wow.
The menu I just made this last weekend for the clubhouse opening.
Yeah.
It's a stuffed tarragon chicken. That was a recipe I got from an event.
He was Jamaican or something, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yes, okay.
Yes, he was.
Yep. That's cool. Okay, so yada, yada, yada. Fast forward to you sitting here with us right now talking about an event.
Yeah, so the culinary thing that's going on, the Favorite Chef 2025, at that school that I work at, I was interested in this competition for the prize money. Our support group staff, the cooks, the cleaning people, custodials, and the maintenance people pooled together, and we have a scholarship. For the last 4 years, we've been giving away $3,000 to a graduating senior from Wabino School District. So part of this, if you vote, you could vote every 24 hours on the Favorite Chef. And so right now I'm in first place, and I'm pretty much guaranteed to win the first round.
Okay.
So I'm going to make the top 15 starting next week. You can continue to vote until June 5th. And then at that time, that $25,000 will go to our a fund, which will fund that scholarship for the next couple of years. And then I get to go to New York to compete or to have a cooking thing with the Taste of Homes. And
I mean, this is big time.
They're bringing you right to New York. So, yeah.
And explain what Taste of Homes is.
Taste of Homes is a culinary magazine.
Yeah.
You can gather recipes. You can get, so that's a nationwide or global magazine.
Right.
So in today's day and age, I'm assuming this competition is not just local. It's not just Wisconsin. This is almost a global competition.
Wow.
So if you look at some of the entrants, you could post your recipes. You could post your food art. Most of that stuff is from New York. It's from Chicago. So I'm coming from a small area, which I'm thankful for you guys inviting me. It's getting my information
glad
out there.
Glad to have you here.
New York, Chicago, Wabino. That's
yeah. We don't even have a stoplight in Wabino.
So there's two things here, right? One is to get you to the top 15, right?
Yep.
And that's what we can vote for you.
Yep.
And what's the website or what's the, tell me what we go to.
It is Favorite Chef Top, Favorite Chef 2025. And that'll, it's based off of social media. So Facebook and.
All right. So Favorite Chef 2025, and we just go in there and your name's there.
My name. Yeah. You can look up for Tom Swearinger.
Okay. And we vote for you there. We can also donate for you for your cause.
So just, every 24 hours, you get one free vote. If you want to donate money to the James Beard Foundation, I think every vote, every dollar gets you two votes.
Okay.
So they have links and stuff for that.
All right. I want to be clear here, though. If we donate $10, we get 20 votes.
Yep.
And that $10 goes to
James Beard,
which is
a organization for, like, James Beard was a cookbook writer. He was one of the first people to start like the Food Network stuff, right. So stuff online, and so right. he was one of the first people to do the food on TV.
Okay, all right, great. All right.
Hey, tell me now a little bit about the golf course.
I'll say, yeah, so we've just opened Pine Hills, the supper club hours. So that's Friday, Saturday, and we do a Sunday brunch. So we're open 5 to 9, and we're part of the North Star. So if you come out, North Star Casino, so if you come on out, you do a Sunday brunch, they do a free play. So you get a $10 free play for any purchase that you do.
Can we put that on a game? Can we bet the free play on our game? Can we hold that to the NFL season?
Yeah. So we're waiting for, it'll probably be next week. I'm thinking we're going to get 60 degree weather
right
here.
Yeah, 70, our 75.
Yeah, our fairways will be open.
And green and lush.
Yeah, so we're looking around the 15th, 16th. Hopefully the golf course will be open.
And where do you do the brunch?
The brunch is right in the clubhouse.
Okay.
So we're about 10 minutes from the casino.
Yeah.
18 hole golf course. This last weekend we had prime ribs, smoked pork loin.
For brunch,
beef tips. I'm out front doing an omelet station, and I'd be glad to share my military stories with you.
Would love it. Fantastic.
Wow.
And tell them exactly where you guys are.
So just outside of Gresham.
Yeah. Bowler,
between Bowler and Gresham.
Right.
Yep.
So we take 29, yes, 54, 29,
50, 29.
29. Right.
Yep.
Okay. And
so 29 is about a 45-minute drive.
Okay. Yeah.
West of Green Bay on 29. And then get into Gresham, and then Highway A.
Okay.
We'll take you out there. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Have you been out of the military long enough you can tell us some secrets about guys?
Oh, I got one about.
Okay, go ahead.
About Bill Clinton.
Okay.
So I was there.
Is there something that hasn't been said?
Wow, you're the only one.
Yeah. So it's got to be good if nobody's heard this one.
I was 22 years old when Bill and Monica were messing around. So secrets. Well, Monica was there on.
Did you know it?
Huh?
Did you know it at the time?
No, but we heard about it.
Well, that's what I mean. Was there rumors going around?
Yeah, because we work with Secret Service.
Okay.
So before most of that, those guys are so tight-lipped.
Clear the rest of our schedule for the rest of the week.
So those guys were obviously trying to get her out of the White House.
Sure.
And she is on. She was on a student. She was
intern.
Yeah. So she was an intern. So they didn't want to. If you kick her out of there or fire her, she's
turn down that damn music. Yeah. Can you hold that thought right there?
We gotta vet this story first.
Untold stories from the White House. More after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mick. Mino and the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning with Thomas Swearingen, favorite chef consultant. We'll talk more about that, but first, some inside stories from when he worked at the White House.
Yeah, so we were talking about when Monica and Bill were having their affair. She's an intern,
right?
And the Secret Service obviously knew what was going on, wanted her to not fire her, but remove her from there. So she's part of DOD, so she's going to, they're going to get her a job in the Pentagon somewhere. At that time, the National Enquirer is doing, we'll give somebody $1 million with a picture of Monica in the dress.
I've got one.
I looked.
Wow.
We would trade, so if we're doing caterings in the Pentagon for the SecDef, he had a civilian photographer that would trade, we'd trade food. Like what our lunch was for pictures. So she would develop them, bring them up. put dates on the event that
just
we
for
had.
For yourselves, basically?
Yeah, to work. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. We're giving you food every day.
Right,
we would
right.
love a picture. You
right,
know?
Right.
That was before cell phones, 92, 93. Nobody had that kind of technology, so we were trading food for that. I went through every single picture, like 3 years worth of pictures. I would have gave Bill up in a heartbeat. 22 years old, give me $1 million.
You can retire. O'Connell Falls on that one. Riverside in O'Connell Falls.
Right.
Wow. That's cool.
Did somebody cough it up?
I think what happened with it is they confiscated it. They still have it.
The dress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know yeah, that. Yeah, I just, okay.
Yep,
yeah.
They still have it. So.
Wow. Did you ever see her, like, around?
So she's an intern. She's running to get somebody's food.
Right.
So I wasn't sure if she was in Office of the Secretary of Defense, so OSD. So, like, OSD is like a private membership. These people didn't pay money for food. Okay. They just sign their name.
Sure.
Like you're at a country club.
Right.
So they just, you give the member the card, they sign their name. And their office pays for it.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So they would have sent interns. Well, I had never seen her in there. So
yeah.
She obviously didn't get to the SecDef's office.
Wow.
Man,
that's amazing stuff. What an experience you had. I got to ask, like, Colin Powell, do you have a favorite food? I mean, do these guys have...
Bacon cheeseburger.
Really?
So I remember, like, 21 years old, but one of the first months I was there, they put me on the grill station. So we would rotate... throughout the kitchen, so we're not doing the same thing. So runs up. He's eating lunch with the SecDef in the office, so it's a good china, everything running up there. They're like, you better do a good job with it. That's General Paul's, that's his cheeseburger.
Well, I'll be
bacon cheeseburger.
That's there must be something magical about bacon cheeseburgers, because I was reading Joe Vertigan's book. He had been a guard at the prison here in Green Bay for years and years and years. He wrote a book about, you know, life in the reformatory and the whole thing. And it talked about one day the inmates were really upset about something, so they were going on strike.
That's a great story.
They wouldn't do anything, wouldn't do their work, wouldn't come out, wouldn't do anything. And they said, okay, Thursday night, bacon cheeseburger night, is canceled. The protest was canceled.
The hunger strike was over.
It was over.
Yeah, so we just had an ice storm up in Wabino.
Yeah.
Last Friday was the first day back since, because we had spring break and then the ice storm. I lost all my produce. But my freezer was awesome, right? So that's the first meal I have. I bought an event grill for the school.
Okay.
My first meal for the students on Friday was a half-pound bacon cheeseburger.
Oh, I bet they loved it.
I did not hear one complaint.
No. That's awesome, man. What a great career.
A guy like that who could order anything he wanted. And, you know, that's just something that
absolutely.
We would all eat, right?
Yep.
I mean,
yep.
that's pretty cool. It just kind of shows he was a...
I love hearing stories like that.
Me too.
So actually, my boss in Pentagon's from Two Rivers area.
Really?
So when I first got hired there, he's like, you're a Wisconsin guy. And it's David Eisner. So the Eisner family.
The Eisner.
He was he was actually the one assigned to his office, SecDef's office.
Wow.
So, like, that's a small world.
Yeah. And they do love, you know, I think that's cool that you're from Wisconsin. You got to be, you're a good guy. You know what I mean? Like, they don't even ask any questions. They just automatic.
Yeah, assume, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right. Boy, two small town guys.
Right.
I mean, making it big in the
mill.
That's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, so this thing that you're, what's the end game on this promotion that we're in?
So for me, the immediate is, June 5th, which is graduation time.
Right.
So hopefully they distribute the check and I can start filling our scholarship, our support staff scholarship. For me, it's to fund my scholarship and to promote culinary arts, because I talk to all my students. I'm getting them involved in it too. So now they're looking at the food art. So I'm promoting and sharing my story.
Are you
with
teaching
people.
A class there?
I do a lot with our foods program.
Okay.
Yep.
Preble here does a good job in Green Bay. I'm sure there's a lot of schools in Oshkosh, Appleton.
Yeah.
That's a great career.
One of the benefits, it's awesome that I get to talk to young kids. My reward is some of them don't remember who Bill Clinton is because they weren't born yet. So, crazy. But right. I do a summer school and I do a culinary program with the little kids at summer school.
Love it. Love it.
And it's like the young high school kids. I was that kid. I wasn't going to college. So I share my experience.
Right.
And it, you could see some of them leaning towards it. But at least they know there's other options for them. The best class I ever had was the culinary class in high school.
That's awesome.
And it, so from high school, in the military, I got to fly an F-15 at 19.
So did I.
Because right. I was flipping eggs on the grill. I was Airman of the Year at Langley Air Force Base. So one of the, they give you an incentive flight. So at 19 years old from that culinary class and just liking to cook, a year and a half later, I'm getting a top secret security clearance cooking for the president.
Phenomenal. Tom, congratulations. Yeah. Not only a great career, but what are you doing? Talk about paying it forward. I know that's a little bit of a cliche, but it's true. And you're one of those people that are paying it all forward.
Absolutely. And I'm encouraging my staff to do that too.
Okay, I have to ask one question. Nobody else would know what I'm talking about. Were you guided, directed, and was your inspiration a good friend of mine from Nagani, Al Perucco?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
One of your teachers.
One of my teachers, yeah. What, another teacher was Marine Corporal Alan Cosner.
Oh, I knew him too.
Yep. So Alan Cosner.
Legendary.
Alan Cosner is part of Flight 19.
That's fantastic.
All right. Favorite Chef 2025.
Beautiful. Thomas, thanks for being in here, buddy.
All right.
I'm coming to that brunch.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. When the weather gets warmer, I'm coming to that brunch. Quick break. When we come back, the Great Undie Giveaway. Oh, yeah. That's coming
up.
Is
that Monica?
You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it.
Anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 21 degrees in Green Bay, 24 in Appleton, 21 in Oshkosh. Mostly sunny, high in the low 40s today. Special thanks to Cheese Curd Nick for coming in today from the Dog House. And they, of course, will be very prominent outside the stadium view during the NFL draft. Michael Friedman, of course, Simple Life Hospitality. He's awesome. And if you're looking for places to stay around the Green Bay area, Wisconsin, or points far beyond, possibly in Italy very soon, contact him. Thomas Swearingen, favorite chef contestant, best of home. Please check out that. He's had an amazing career. And now a couple of ladies that are really trying to do their best. And it sounds like for your entire adult lives with your careers, one way or another, you guys have always been involved in helping the less fortunate. Carissa Buck and Lisa Jones, Community Clothes Closets, the Great Underwear Give Back.
They're... Your whole careers, they're all of, what, 27, 28. But anyway, thank you for being here.
No, but, I mean, okay, you're what, Boys and Girls Club, yeah, right? And what else?
The Humane, Fox, right?
Humane, which is great.
That's great.
Yeah. Yourself?
Yep, so I was with the hospital prior to this. Yep,
worked in emergency rooms. Yeah. Just different things.
I'm probably just sounded like they were older when he did the intro, and I thought, oh, my God, you guys are so young. And, which is great that you're starting
you're
at such a young...
You're old for your age there in you go. A good okay. way.
Yeah, in a great, yes. in a great
no,
way.
No. You have great experience for your age.
Whatever.
How's that? All right.
Perfect.
Am I off the hook?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, we have people that come in here and we talk about, you know, giving is so important, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, toys for tots, and they may use the toy, you know, once a week or once a day or something like that. What you're doing is something maybe we don't think about as much, and that's just underwear for kids, for people. And mm-hmm. this is a great drive you're doing. So tell us. I don't know. I came up with the concept, and it's probably one of the biggest needs out there that's not addressed.
Yeah. You want to go ahead?
No, you can go.
Okay. So our mission is about providing free clothing to people in need. And so we're providing clothing for families from infants all the way up to adult sizes. And probably one of our biggest requests is for underwear. And mm-hmm. it's just something that isn't donated. People don't think right. about it. A lot of us take it for granted. You know, if you need it, you just go out and buy it. But for mm-hmm. a lot of our families, that is not an option. So
it might be low on the priorities if they're thinking about, you know, do I put this money towards food to... For another yes. couple of days versus that, right?
Yes.
Right.
They're making hard decisions every day. Like you mm-hmm. said, food, everything has gone up in cost. So, you know, if you're going to provide your child a coat or get underwear, you know, you're going to choose that coat. That's right. really important. Mm-hmm.
So when people are shopping, they just pick up another set of, and you're talking any infant to adult.
Yep, any size. We're collecting all sizes.
Let me ask you, though. There's got to be something you need a little bit more than others. Is there?
As far as sizing goes?
Yeah.
Really all of it. Okay. I mean, we get a few thousand pairs each year, but we are serving over 11,000 individuals. Wow. So that's not even enough to give each person one pair of underwear in a year.
And I'll be honest with you. It's not cheap. Underwear isn't cheap anymore either.
No.
I mean, I went to buy a pack of t-shirts the other day, and I was shocked at how much a pack of regular Walmart-type t-shirts were.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for these people, like we're talking, they have to make every buck stretch as far as possible.
Mm-hmm. Right. And when you have a family the size, you know, an average size of four, we're working with a lot of families who are, you know, six, you know, have four or five kids. That adds up very quickly.
Absolutely.
So, we're out shopping, we buy a couple sets. Mm-hmm. Where do we drop them off?
Yeah. Okay, you're going to make her talk.
Yeah, I am.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you can go to the Community Clothes Closet right in Menasha. We also have two drop-off locations at WFVR.
FRV.
FRV, sorry.
So that's the one right on 41 and then here on Mason, right?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
Great. That's a great, we love them.
And then we also have the Fox River Mall. There's three locations within the mall that you can
nice.
Drop
just
off.
Just buy them right there and go right over there and drop
exactly.
them off. Okay, easy.
And then last one would be Gunderson's, and that's in Nina, Oshkosh, and Appleton.
And what is, that's dry
Gunderson
clean?
Cleaners.
Okay,
yep.
All right.
But that's pretty cool. You got the collection box at the Macy's Wing, Target mm-hmm. Court, and the food court. Can't get much more convenient or centrally located.
Mm-hmm. Going to Target. Yeah, you can. Yeah. All right. People can do this. What a great thing purchase. That you guys are doing. Yeah. And how about the distribution? How does that work? Like, how do you get them to the families?
Yes. So as they come in, we actually take them out of the package, we size them, and then we put them out for our families. So as they come in and shop, they can pick out, you know, two to three pairs while they're with us. Mm-hmm. So.
Wasn't that great?
Do you encourage them to pick out like some fun ones for kids? You know what I mean? Disney characters or whatever.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's add a little bling to this.
Oh, for sure. Kids love to pick out their own. So
absolutely.
We definitely tell the parents, like, hey, let them have a chance to do that. So, yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. And if your son, daughter, get two pair, right? One for your kid, because they pick out what they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
You kind of know you're getting the right thing.
We've all been involved with incredible number of charities. We're not pounding our chest or anything like that. But I'm just saying, I still think back of when we were doing a thing. I'm sure you did it too, Jim. During the Service League, they put on that big thing, the back to school.
Oh, yeah.
Where you
awesome.
Take the kids. That
Shopping.
Was one of the most, because anybody can write out a check. When you're actually with that little kid and they don't quite believe that they can have that backpack mm-hmm. and they can have those
jeans,
things. And they can.
Yeah.
It's like, what an amazing feeling that is. If a person wants to feel good, and again, not say, oh, what a wonderful, but just to know the need and what you can do that might not seem like a huge thing, that is such a huge thing for certain people. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, most definitely. Mm-hmm. I think we experience that every day at our job. So I think it's pretty eye-opening to see that.
That's a good point, too.
It is. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's new. It's cool. You know, it's the fashionable stuff. It doesn't look like leftovers. You know what I mean? And I think that's really, really important that these kids feel
they got something brand new.
Right. Mm-hmm. And they feel good about themselves.
Yeah. I think the thing is, too, is that we do get things donated, but it's just having that new, fresh, well-fitting pair of underwear and having that dignity associated with that.
Right.
I'm an old guy and I'm still looking for that well-fitted pair of underwear. I got to be honest with you. Being totally honest.
Maybe these fine ladies can help you.
Can they let me go through the bins? Because I never want to bite the bullet and buy that bigger size. There's something. Do you know what I mean? It's like, nope, these are good. I'm going to be losing a few. Haven't we all been kind of, Jim? I'm just saying.
How often do you do this? Because you said 11,000. That's a huge need.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, this is our first time actually running this specific campaign. So we've done, you know, pajamas in the past. We've done back to school, things like that. But this is our first undie campaign.
So who is we? Tell me about your organization. And you obviously volunteers, yes?
Yes.
No. Yeah. I mean, we're staff, but we have 150 volunteers that come in on a weekly basis and support our mission. You know, we are serving individuals directly through our shopping floor that has thousands of items that people can come in and shop. We have shoes, we have bedding, towels, pillows.
So you are the community clothes closet. Mm-hmm. That's your organization. Where's your bricks and mortar? Where's your facility?
So that is in Menasha. We're right across from the university off of Midway Road.
Okay.
Menasha.
All right. And your hours, can yep. we talk about that now?
Yes. Or? Okay. So we have donation hours that happen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and Monday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. And then our client shopping hours are Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, 10 to 12:45 p.m. and Monday evenings from 6 to 7:45 p.m.
And with the client shopping hours, is there a pre-screening for that, or how does that work?
Yeah, so all of our clients do have to be referred. So we work with over 90 agencies, social service agencies, schools, churches, food pantries. They will make that referral for the family, and then once referred, we issue them a card, and they're able to come in and shop twice a month for a year.
That's fantastic.
That is.
Yeah, and everything is free. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a lot of it's gently used, and we're very picky about what we put out.
Again, right.
We really believe in dignity. That. We want to make sure that, you know, you walk away feeling very confident with what you received. And so, but a lot of it also we get is new. A lot of people donate new stuff.
And I will say this, you guys give that stuff away for free. Mm-hmm. And I know of other stores would have that exact same stuff, and it'd be secondhand, but gently, mm-hmm. but very expensive mm-hmm. with some of that stuff. Isn't that the truth?
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, mm-hmm. these people would have other ways of making money by donating, but mm-hmm. they're giving it to you guys for free.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, at this period of time between now and the 14th, which is, the 7th, 8th?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 7th.
Okay, this is the underwear drive. So, mm-hmm. we're asking people to go out, buy a couple pairs, sets of underwear, mm-hmm. drop them off at one of these locations, which we'll repeat again. Mm-hmm. Is this an annual, not annual, is there something then next week that you're going to be looking for? Or how do people, you know, if you have pillows, right, those aren't cheap either. You must have a pillow drive? Or tell me a little bit more about your organization.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess we're always seeking donations year-round for everything. So you can donate, if you're cleaning out your closets, you know, it doesn't matter what season, you can donate it to us. Mm-hmm. If we can't use it for this season, we'll save it for next season. You know, same with pillows. We do require new pillows just
right.
for hygienic
oh, yeah, totally.
Reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
But they have a whole list out on our website, communityclothescloset.org. It talks about what we need, what we accept. So that's a great place to start.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you a little bit about this. So the fashions can change in a hurry. Mm-hmm. Do you ever like accept something? It's like, no, 16-year-old girl is going to wear this because that's too. Does that happen?
I feel like we can't really judge that, though,
okay.
because we don't know all the clients that are coming in.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's hard to, exactly. Yeah. Like for our Operation Cinderella, there were so many different styles and things like that because we just can't anticipate other people's needs like that,
okay, good
unfortunately.
Point. Good point.
Anybody in the room really kind of blown away that Mina was the one talking about fashion yeah. and what's in style? Anyone?
Well, because I got stuff right. I donate, but it's all from 1989.
Right.
Yeah, right. So I didn't know. You know, some old Lindy Infante show shirts. You know? We love Reggie White shirt. You know what right. I mean? I got a yeah. bunch of those things. Holmgren is the greatest coach. Mm-hmm. I got a bunch of those. I didn't yeah. know if those were. They might have some, you know, antique value.
Yeah.
Type
maybe.
Stuff.
Yeah. Maybe.
I think so too.
Yes.
Vintage thing, because uh-huh. those stores are popular.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yes.
And things always come back into fashion.
I know. So. That's right. I agree with you.
Just keep waiting, John.
I know. I'm going to keep waiting. You know, let me ask you this. So, and I mentioned this before, and we had fun with it. But to be in your types of jobs, you have to have a certain passion. It's not, no disrespect to any other company out here, you know. But I mean, you could go work for Schreiber Cheese across the street, and I'm not sure your passion is sliced cheese. You know what I mean? It's like just something, though, about helping people. That's got to be a little bit more internal than just the job itself. True?
Very true. Yeah.
Where does that come from?
You know, I think it comes from just wanting to help others, to, you know, have a kind of like a purpose that's driving you every single day. When I go to work, it's something that I love doing. I love helping. It's that passion that's ingrained in me.
How about for yourself?
Yeah, I would say the same. I think I grew up, you know, my parents were involved with the community and giving back. And so that was something I witnessed very early on. But I think it's important that everyone feels like they have a chance. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, even just smiling at someone, you know, acknowledging them, that can make a big difference in someone's day. And so that's, you know, I just think for all of our clients, like just making them feel valued, that they have a purpose as well.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's very cool.
And I think you made a good point. You used the word dignity, but I mean, it's just people need to, you know, that's whole Maslow's hierarchy, right? You got to, you know, they got to feel safe, they got to eat, but then ultimately you want them to just feel confident, feel good about themselves. Right. And like you said, this program you're doing is part of that. I mean, people don't see how it's all connected, and you bring that all together. That's this is really important stuff that you're doing, and you obviously see it firsthand. You know,
give yourselves a pitch one more time. You got 1 minute.
Well, yes. Yeah, so Community Clothes Closet, we are doing the Great Undie Give Back and hoping to collect sizes of underwear, all sizes of underwear for everybody. And that's through the 14th. So we would appreciate all your support.
CommunityClothesCloset.org. We can get all the information there.
Yep.
Right, thanks for doing this, you guys. This is awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
You bet.
Hey, let me ask you one quick question. If somebody wanted to volunteer for you guys, I mean, you have unpaid volunteer positions, right?
Yes.
Or for the most part. Okay.
Yep.
How can they get involved? Because somebody might be listening and say, hey, they might text me or Jim or Todd. How do I get involved with them as a volunteer?
Yeah. So you go out to our website, communityclothescloset.org, under About Us. There's a volunteer page there, and you can fill out an application, and our manager is amazing. She'll reach out.
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being here. Carissa Buck, Lisa Jones, Community Clothes Closet, the Great Undie Give Back. You get another week to do it. Yep. Really convenient locations. WFRV, Local 5 here downtown Green Bay, or just outside downtown Green Bay on Roosevelt and Mason Street, or along the highway. You can see it about halfway in between, just a little bit out of Appleton. Macy's, Target Court, and Food Court in the Fox River Mall. Gunderson Cleaners in Nina, Appleton, and Oshkosh, and the Community Clothes Closet. You can drop the stuff off there up until April through April 14th, or make a financial gift towards the purchase for these people. Awesome. Great work, you guys. Carissa and Lisa, Community Clothes Closet. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Carissa Buck, Lisa Jones, Community Clothes Closet, the Great Undie Giveaway. You know, I was just talking with Lisa about to.
Yeah, what?
Lisa.
Yeah.
Carissa.
No,
Lisa. Carissa.
Right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Talk about where she's from in Texas. I say, oh, boy, you a cowboy fan up here in Packager? She says, no, I've never liked cowboy. But I said, what town? And she said, Waco. I said, oh, my God, we're hoping to go to Waco because we're huge fans of Chip and Joanna from their TV show.
Yep.
Yeah, the Canes. They have the really popular TV show. It's been
Fixer Upper.
Oh. It was like the first really mega popular one where they had like personalities as a people. I mean, it used to be like Bob Vila and the Fix This Old House and Norm. Yeah, we got to have the 7/8 their screwdriver day right there. And you know what I mean? And then
they brought the girl in.
The personality and the whole thing. And then that genre exploded.
Yeah.
That led the way. But they're from Waco, and we've always wanted to go to Waco. And Lisa just said, oh, my best friend's parents just built a house right next door to Joanna's parents.
Oh.
So should we see them all the time? It's like, wow, that's cool. I'm big fans of theirs. Huge fans.
But Waco is...
I've never been there.
No, but okay. Well, good.
It's really since they started their business down there. It is like one of the places people want to move to and live and all that.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of like that place in Mississippi and Laurel, Mississippi. Hometown, that TV show. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that show too.
Yeah, me too.
But you know, I will say something funny though. They make that town, Laurel, Mississippi, look like this most picturesque little Ernest Hemingway. Then I was reading about towns with higher crime rates than your experience. It's like Laurel, Mississippi. All these ones. It's like they can make anything look really, really good.
There's a lot more articles out today about cost of living. And it's amazing. You know what's an expensive place to live, believe it or not, is Detroit. where how much of your money goes to your mortgage, and it should be over 30%. I mean, it really should be 28, 29. It's like 51.
Okay. Can I give you a personal story on that?
No, I'll tell you, John. You know why? It's because you don't make a lot, and the houses are so expensive.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much anywhere now, isn't it?
No, but it really isn't. It was. There was a lot of them that were still 30, 31, 32, 33. I mean, you know, that's still more than it should be, but I was surprised. I would have thought it would have been a different city. I was just surprised that Detroit, because I thought Detroit paid a higher wage because of some of the industry they have there. And I just thought there was a lot of living units there that the supply and demand would have been a little bit lower. I was just surprised it was that high.
I'm just going to tell you my experience with something like that. When I was going to leave Tucson, well, they brought me up to Flint for a job interview. Okay. So accepted the job. Grabbed a newspaper, which in those days was the only way to find real estate.
Yeah.
Grabbed a newspaper, brought it back. We're sitting there. It's like, oh my gosh, look at this. 4-bedroom, 36,000. Circle that. Oh my gosh. So when I accepted, when I accepted my contract, it's the only time I've never argued. Or not argued. It's the only time I didn't barter, whatever. Right. You know. And I just accepted the first
offer. Take it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We get there. And we got a map, and we go to these places, and I'm just saying, and then I talked to a cop who has worked at the station as well, my producer's husband was a cop, yada, yada. And I showed him, he says, yeah, probably not. Crime rate right there is really bad. Right here, drug house right there we're kind of looking at, so-and-so. So what we had to do was move far outside of where we thought we're going to and spend almost twice as much as we thought, but my pay didn't go up. So I wonder if part of that is a factor with some of those kind of cities, you know? So And there were nice little enclaves within the city, but those were really expensive too because they were kind of, you know, that was a safe area.
Right.
I mean, you got to remember when I moved to Flint, it had the highest murder rate in the nation. And the factories had just shut down and it's just like everybody's unemployed. And it's like, whoa, you got to pay whatever you want to pay to kind of get out of Dodge.
I think it's still up there.
Probably. I don't know. Capital? Yeah.
Well, it wasn't the capital. I remember looking at it. It was real. Like 10 years ago.
1982, 1983. It was a rough place to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I loved it because the sports was phenomenal. But
my point was, when you buy a house, and we talk about that all the time.
And let me just jump on one thing that you also know real estate-wise. My real estate person I talked to didn't mention anything like that. And I didn't realize it until I was going for my real estate exam, you can't. That's illegal for a real estate person to talk about that.
Yeah.
They can just direct you to where you can get the information.
Right.
I went to my producer's husband, who was a cop, and said, point out some that are, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying as far as with Detroit might be along that same line.
Yeah. It scares me sometimes that people get in, too much goes to the house. You know, you can't live, and then you get arguments.
I've been there. I did that.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I was making $21,000 a year.
Right.
You know?
Right. And if you got a house payment, that's $500. Nah, that's
probably what it was. That's tough.
Yeah, that's
no
that's,
lie. That's but tough to you got two little girls and your wife and, you know, I mean.
And if somebody loses their job, then it's really tough.
Absolutely.
So anyway, that was.
So I understand that.
There's been more and more
way.
Articles on that because if you look at the last couple, 3 years, wages have gone up.
Yeah.
Not ours, but. By and large, wages have gone up 19%. Housing has gone up 53%. Think about that, John.
I know.
You're just not keeping pace.
Nah.
So people just got to keep an eye on that. We'll talk about that with the Malcors to make sure that people are getting in the right house, not because it's the right house because the kids can play, but it's the right house financially.
Well, and there's also the thing, if I was a younger person, you know, if it was starting out with a family and I'm renting, it's like, holy crap, I got to get a house sooner or later to build up some equity.
Yeah, I know.
And it's that gamble. Do you roll the dice or do you say, okay, it's really high. It's 53% higher than it was a few years ago. Is it going to go? Are we going to bet on it coming down? Or are we worried it's going to keep going up? Tough decision to make. I wouldn't want to be a young person with a family now trying to navigate all the things going on. I'll tell you what. Man, great lineup, Todd.
This is fun.
Cheese Curd Nick, Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, Thomas Swearingen, Favorite Chef Contest, Best of Home, Carissa Buck, Lisa Jones, Community Clothes Closet. Great people helping out our community. We are out of time. I will be at the courthouse today talking civics with high school kids.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Hope they don't fall asleep on me.
like last year.
See ya!
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.